Today, we're going to be discussing why gold and silver and why now. And it's actually legitimate information. I mean, this isn't going to be just like someone's opinion or propaganda. I mean, there's a lot of data. There are a lot of moving parts. We could go on probably for an hour. So I would kind of put you two rigged against you. Go to some of the past podcasts to kind of get an idea of what's going on in the bigger picture. Today, we're going to talk about kind of the core basics of why gold and why silver, why now. I know there's a lot of hype in the internet, you know, through Instagram and the YouTube, where you get these time stampers and you just have to kind of ignore that stuff. No one really knows the date or the time, but it is an extremely important time in history, especially to the currency system and especially to the United States dollar. So many dynamics, but today I just want to focus on the core reasons why gold, why silver now. And before I get going, I do want to warn you that there are many, many gold companies out there. You'll see them all the time on Fox News and advertising. There's a reason these big companies have the money to advertise. They are gougers. And there's a word I would use that's pretty vulgar of what they're doing to we the people. The premiums are absolutely outrageous. You could pay 60, 90% over spot, and they sell you fancy ideas of coins, quarter weights, 1.5 ounce weights, things that are just completely irrelevant. Stay away from them. Some of the biggest companies out there, most conservatives have sucked up as their sponsor, mainly because they overcharge you, the people, so much money that they can throw millions in sponsorship to these people. And we just seem, unfortunately, even in the Christian world, to have a tremendous amount of greed, which is just wrong for we the people. You even have a company out there now who is supposedly a faith-based company, and they like to, you know, brag about being a faith-based. They're not financial experts. They're just salespeople, and they're not even writing their own articles. They're hiring a publishing company to write these faith-based articles. And what disturbs me is they seem to be decent people, which I'm glad they're not completely gouging like the rest, but they're still, they talk about being such a faith-based, yet they're respecter of persons, and they are just like the people in the temple selling. They have limits on what they would accept. They only really want people with money. They don't care if you just have a small amount, which I find, you know, reprehensible if you're supposedly a faith-based company. So I would just stick with Cornerstone Asset Metals, straight up to the point, take you care, you know, get you taken care of directly to the source and get it done. But there's some great minds out here financially. You know, there's, you know, David Kranzler, and he's from Investment Research Dynamics, and even Egon von Greer is from Switzerland. He's been just a phenomenal mind with gold, and the Swiss know gold probably more than anybody. But what's interesting is it's pretty amusing here what's going on in the marketplace. We don't have a lot of truth. We have a lot of deception and misdirection. And you saw what was going on in Davos, where the single most important event they have is controlling misinformation and disinformation, which is AKA censorship. So we tyrannical tyrants of the world can shut down any dissent of idea and truth. So if you speak truth, but it's not lining up with their lie, then of course you're misinformation. The irony of that is they themselves are the perpetrators of misinformation and disinformation. And the taking away of freedom of speech and opinion is a very bad situation. You see that here in the United States. You see, you know, a lot of these big social companies, platforms, they are the epitome of communist censorship. And it's just wrong. What are you afraid of? I would say, just like you saw a conservative buying the Baltimore Sun newspaper, and it's just flipping out the media because now the media cannot control the narrative. I still think many conservatives with a lot of money, they need to be buying up media assets because we need to start getting the counter opinion. And the way I look at it is, what are you afraid of on the left if not just have a debate? Why can they not have a debate? Because they know the truth will just rail them. They'll run right over them. And a vast majority of we, the people, unfortunately, are brainwashed, and you're believing something that is just flat out not true. My heart goes out to so many of them. Just stay away from me. I'll stay away from you because I stick in the channel of truth. But I do find it amusing that the market system believes inflation is tied to interest rates. Now, to some extent it is, but it's not. And you have, which I call the Federal Reserve, they're now like the major propagandist, of course. You know, they're doing their job when you believe that. They have a mandate, of course, to control the interest rates. But they distract while creating the bank reserves, which is basically, aka, printing money out of plain sight. And it's the act of printing money is the issue. The monetary base, which when we say that is, of course, printing money, how much coin and currency we're actually putting into the system. Why you better be absolutely concerned about the central bank digital currency. Thank God in New Hampshire, Vivek Ramaswamy and Donald Trump were speaking. And they both emphatically said that if they end up taking over the government, that the central bank digital currency will never happen. It should not happen. If any of you think it's a good idea, you're brainwashed or not paying attention, because a central bank digital currency, and I say that maybe not you, because most of you, if you're listening, probably are aware of that, but you may want to share with others. The central bank digital currency will enslave we the people. It will take over your money. It will tell you what you can buy and not buy. But that's the issue here, is because they are almost forced to go to central bank digital currency so they can control the amount of printing of currency and taking money out of the system as they see fit. Of course, that flies in the face of what freedom is. I like the idea of being able to go to a farmer's market and exchange currency for goods, and it's nobody's business. That's what free people are about. If we allow them to do a central bank digital currency, they will know every single transaction, and they will be able to say you can or cannot do that, or you're doing too much of it, and they can cut you off. It is programmable. And that's what these people at Davos want to do. They want to control us like serfs. And we, the people, need to say no, because the money printing is actually up over 7% since March. This is why the rate of inflation is basically rising again. And by the way, inflation rates, they're lying to you. This is rigged against you. The real inflation rate, you should go to shadowstatistics.com. You go to the 1980s metrics of evaluating inflation. Back in the 1980s, we actually measured inflation more honestly without cherry picking certain items to show if inflation is up or down. If you go by the 1980s matrix of inflation, we are still in double digit inflation, and they don't want you knowing that. So they rig the numbers to make it look like it's okay or getting better when it's not. And that's why I know, and most pundits, you know, even right down to Sean Hannity, God bless him, he just doesn't know. But they quote the numbers that are given to him by mainstream financial media about inflation, and it's all just flat out a lie. And it's embarrassing because no one really understands that that is a lie and it's rigged. But that is also why this money printing is why gold is up 7% and silver is up almost 16% since March. The bottom line is follow the money. The Fed does what the Fed does with interest rates. Few have really noticed that they stopped shrinking the money supply in response to the bank collapses that we had in March of 23. And by the way, those bank collapses completely exhausted the FDIC insurance fund. They totally broke the law, which is amazing today how much they can break the law, but you can't. They said in 2008 Dodd-Frank that you're not allowed to do the bailouts. Here's what's going to happen. It'll be bail-ins. But they didn't do it because the banks that failed had cronies attached to them. And of course, they bailed them out. But they exhausted the FDIC insurance fund that now has to be rebuilt. So for many of you who think you're protected by FDIC, you should read the fine print, because they can give you, they could really take 99 years to pay you back. And the bottom line is you're never going to see it. And if you really understood, which I'll be doing this program, I know I keep saying it, that it, they changed the bankruptcy laws. And so the bottom line is you're not seeing a penny. They can actually take, and this is why the World Economic Forum said clearly, you will have nothing and you will like it, because they can take your stocks. They can take the money in your bank account if these institutions fail and those things go to the international banking system to support it. It's in the bankruptcy law already. Many people say that's no way they can do that legally. I'm just telling you, it's already in the law. They have been incrementally writing these laws over the last 20 years. And when this thing hits, which I contend will be by design, I contend it's coming. We don't know exactly when, but with all the geopolitics, the de-dollarization, and the potential of World War III, it can happen overnight. And you will be shocked when your money is gone, your stocks are gone, and you find out it is legal. So be very careful, but follow the money. Because since the banking crisis, the coin and currency in circulation has increased 7% since that March of 23. This is mainly the primary reason why the price of gold ran from 1800 up to 2070 before year's end. Now, money printing is the fuel that drives precious metals, not interest rates, but the traders like to use the rates to kind of push and pull on the gold and silver prices. But what you see in the futures market is not what's going on in the physical market. I can tell you that. The economy is likely headed into one nasty recession this year. Many sectors already, like manufacturing, have been contracting since 2023. The factors that dictate the Fed policy, for the most part, are supposed to be on protecting the banking system and the monetization of the new treasury bonds. Monetization means printing money. That's it. When you hear the word monetization, it means we are printing more. We are diluting. Basically, take a thing of cranberry juice, dump it in a toilet bowl, it's still red. Take the cranberry juice, dump it in a Olympic swimming pool, it disappears. That is what's happening to your US dollar bill that you're holding on to right now. And that's what's happening to a lot of the where you think your wealth is in the paper system is why I'd be getting out. That's a really big deal, of course. And many just don't see that. They don't put the big picture together. And that's what I try to do here is connect the dots for you. But over the next 12 months here in 2024, beyond all the geopolitical problems that we have, there is an unprecedented $8.2 trillion in treasury bonds that will have to be refinanced. Now, think about it. These are treasury bonds that were financed initially back at like 2% and 3%, real low rates, no big deal. Now they're going to have to refinance them at these really high rates. And the costs, high rates and costs are going to be astronomical to we the people. So they're really in a damned if you do, damned if you don't moment, because they need to refinance this debt. And if they try to refinance it at these higher interest rates, you want to talk about the pressure on the dollar in the financial system. We can't afford it. We're already paying $1 trillion a year in interest on the debt we have. Try refinancing $8 trillion at higher rates and see where that goes. We don't have it. If they lower interest rates, we are going to have an explosion in inflation. And of course, both of these scenarios will be epic for gold and silver. Unless the Fed can find investors large enough, which who will do it, to replace the foreign investment capital that is basically de-dollarizing away from the U.S. dollar, we will either have to be the buyers of last resort, meaning monetization, and we will watch treasury yields soar to levels that maybe would induce foreign capital back to the table in the bond auctions. But these rates going up are going to be catastrophic for the economy. considerably higher interest rates would throw the U.S. into literally an economic depression. There is nobody out there to buy these bonds. We would have to have rates so high in order for them to go, okay, it's worth it because it's higher than the rate of real inflation. I'll buy the bond. But they're not there. So if we monetize the debt, meaning federal government, federal agencies buy you or banking system buys U.S. bonds, that's one thing. But now they're going to have to buy it at these high rates. There's nobody there to buy them, so they're probably going to have to monetize. It is in a major catch-22, damn if you do, damn if you don't type of scenario. The financial and economic fundamentals are set up quite similarly, which is interesting here, but yet much, much worse to the conditions that of 2008 that led to the great financial crisis. The response to the next full-blown system crisis that is, I say, literally knocking on the door. You better be cautious on the timing. We don't know it, but I wouldn't want to be late to the party. Will be much larger than any response in 2008 and 2020. What that really means is we are going to print trillions and trillions more into the monetary system. That printing of trillions and trillions of new currency will be explosive for gold and silver. And this doesn't take into account geopolitics, World War III, World Economic Forum, a new pandemic that is going to probably be created, in my opinion, or some kind of cyber hack or some kind of a cyber pandemic, which they're talking about at the World Economic Forum. I don't trust anything these Luciferians are doing because they're going to have a major something. One, they cannot have Donald Trump in there as president. They're going to do everything they can to stop that from happening. He is an absolutely uncorruptible individual, and he will take America, as Vivek Ramaswamy said, back to the 1776 moment. We will wipe out a lot of the government at that point and start back to we the people, back to free trade and rebuild the economy. Remember, under President Trump, even though he was going after China, the world was getting ready to explode in economic activity. It would have been a boom, I contend, because of all the money printing through COVID. We would have had an unbelievable economic activity where everyone from a waitress up would have been made wealthy. Instead, I say they rigged an election that brought in communists to this nation, that immediately cut off our energy supply and immediately went to war with Russia and had reversed everything good and destroyed the supply chain as we know it. And I think forever changed the American dominance as we once thought. This is our last chance, America. You better get with the program, because if we don't do this, whether you like Trump or not, he is going to be the man. And even Jamie Dimon, which surprises me, he's the president of J.P. Morgan Bank, even said Trump was absolutely the one who's correct about all these issues like immigration and you name it. He had to even give him credit. Trump absolutely did a phenomenal job, but he was fighting the narcissistic ideologues on the left and the traitors in his party, but I don't think that will happen next time around. But keep in mind, the reason you're going to see gold and silver going up is just the beginning of what I told you, but this is a total mismanagement of the U.S. financial system. Our dollar has lost 98% of its value since Nixon closed the gold window in 1971. Most other currencies have followed the dollar down at various speeds. But now comes the really exciting phase of this race to the bottom. Here's where we're at. And I'm talking the Western world for certain, and that's Euro and the United States. This chart is incredible to see if you go back to 1900. But we all these European and U.S. currencies are basically down to zero. We have only 2% left for the dollar-based currency system to go to zero. But here's the thing. As Voltaire once said in 1728, paper money always returns to its intrinsic value, which is zero. Every fiat currency has gone to zero. such the panic to take us to a government-controlled slave state central bank digital currency? What we must remember is that the dollar doesn't just have a further 2% to fall to reach zero, because to reach zero, it will next fall 100% from where it is today. And many will say, well, that's not possible. Oh, it'll take 20 years. I hear that all the time by people. I'm like, you're going to be in for a really big surprise. The latest hole that the U.S. dollar is proposal is to steal, and I've talked about this, I think it was the last podcast, that we want to steal $300 billion of Russian reserves and use the funds to reconstruct Ukraine. And they actually set a deadline for the G7 nations to come up with this detailed proposal by 24 of February of this year. So when all the evils which the West has created erupt in the most violent chain of events, I'm talking political, civil wars, geopolitical, more war, terrorism, economic collapse, including the fall of the monetary system, is this going to be now? That's the question. But I contend we are at such a precipice, a fourth turning in U.S. history, a fourth turning into the whole global concept of one world order. You even have that Yahoo Klaus Schwab at the World Economic Forum saying that elections will be a thing of the past in the future. You gotta be, if you're not concerned, you should be about these totalitarian technocrats thinking they're going to tell you and we the people what to do. Because that's their goal. Take everything that you have that you don't think can be taken, which by the laws they can, and then you will be a slave. And that will be absolute travesty. Now, I hope that this is not where the world is going to go, but all the ingredients are in place, and we are starting this series of events, which both are unpredictable and absolutely uncontrollable. Angela Merkel, who used to be the president in Germany, she even admitted since the Minsk agreement in 2014, when all this started over in Ukraine, was always the intention of the U.S. to push Ukraine into a conflict with Russia. I keep saying it. I've said it a dozen times. We started this war. It was planned and plotted. I think it's backfiring. I believe we lose. I think Russia overwhelmingly wins. And that is devastating for the U.S. dollar and the U.S. reputation. This very final phase of the dollar debasement to zero started in June of 2022, when the U.S. decided to seize all of these Russian financial assets. Huge mistake. That action was literally the nail in the coffin for we the people and of the petrodollar system. We still had the petrodollar before this happened. This has been absolutely devastating the last handful of years, what has happened with the global geopolitical policy. But since we destroyed the petrodollar, the countries are now doing oil and energy deals in their own currencies with trillions of American dollars in the float. Bad equation for inflation. Meaning why they're going to have to print trillions more, and the printing of trillions more of the currency is why gold and silver will go to epic levels people just don't understand. And keep in mind, it's not that you're making a lot of money in gold and silver, although you will. That's not the point. The point is inflation is going to continue to rage. When you are in gold and silver, your buying power stays the same. So let's say you're in gold and silver, you're still paying probably 80 cents for a gallon of gas and not $3, $4 because you're able to sell the gold and silver, convert it back to currency, and you get more currency for it than when you bought it, and therefore you're maintaining your inflation. Yes, the markets are rigged in gold and silver, but that's not going to last for long. Because the destruction of the petrodollar, you know, was in place really since, what, 72, 73. This was to support the dollar with payment systems in oil, since gold was no longer supporting the dollar because they destroyed that capacity. Because they basically, we took all of Europeans' gold during World War II. We said, it'll be safe over here. Give us your gold. We'll support you in the war. And then we said back the U.S. dollar as reserve currency because it's backed by gold. If all you remember, the silver certificate for you, $1, and the gold dollar bills, the $20 bill, $5 gold note. But what we were doing is the French especially picked up that we were printing too much currency and we weren't keeping up with the value of what we have in gold. They knew it was a scam. They asked for their gold back. Boom, Nixon killed it. And here we are today. But for the United States to seize major sovereign states' assets like Russia, it will never end well. And then they want to give those assets to the enemy like Ukraine is a guarantee to seal the fate of the dollar-dominant currency system and its backers. Russia is not going to allow it, and Russia is all part of the BRICS system. Now, listen to what Janet Yellen, I'm going to wrap this up, but listen to what Janet Yellen said in the House Financial Service Committee in August of 23. And then I'm going to translate what this means, but listen to what she said. The dollar plays the role it does in the world financial system for very good reasons that no other country is able to replicate, including China. We have deep, liquid, open financial markets, strong rule of law, and an absence of capital controls that no country is able to replicate. But the dollar is far and away the dominant reserve asset. That's what she said. Translation, deep liquid financial markets means we, the United States, have until now been able to create unlimited amounts of worthless fiat printed U.S. currency dollars. We just print, dilute, and that's why you used to be able to go to the store and spend $20 for groceries and get a whole cart, and now you're lucky to get two items. Printing of currency. The strong rule of law, she says, translates, means that whoever totally obeys the U.S. increasingly totalitarian system, like the Patriot Act, is protected by the law. And as regards capital controls, they always try to brag, we don't have capital controls, and other countries do. Well, we have FATCA, the Foreign Account Tax Compliance Act, that the U.S. forced upon the world financial system in 2014. You notice the date keeps coming up. It has led to a total U.S. control of the global financial system. That means every bank around the world has to report every single thing that happens to an American. And as regards to the dollar as far and away the dominant reserve asset, well, not for long, Mrs. Yellen. What I'm curious about is, Janet heard of the de-dollarization? Has she heard of the BRICS? And has she understood that the runaway debts and deficits are destroying the fabric of the U.S. economy and financial system? The BRICS already have 10 members: India, China, Brazil, Russia, South Africa, Saudi Arabia, the Arab Emirates, Iran, Egypt, Ethiopia. In addition, there's another 30 countries that want to join, including Venezuela and some of our allies. The BRICS produce just under 50% of global oil. And it looks like that the oil reserves, the existing BRICS plus aspiring members like Venezuela, have 20 times the oil reserves of the U.S. Now, why this is important is because good economies is all about lower energy. People just don't realize that the world's prosperity doesn't improve when you get more debt. We were scammed back in 1913 thinking debt was the way to go. We should have went Australian economics, and we would have been successful, which is more of a biblical principle. But yet, it's all about cheap energy, period. Hence walks in the West and electric vehicles, electric cars. The world's largest battery factory is the Tesla Gigafactory. And listen to this. The annual total output from that factory would produce 3 minutes of the annual U.S. electricity demand. That's it. Even with 1,000 years of battery production, the batteries from this factory would produce only 2 days of U.S. electricity demand. So I highly doubt batteries are going to be the viable source of energy for decades, especially since they need fossil fuels to produce and be charged with. They're not telling you that to charge one electric vehicle, you could have charged 200 households for a year. They're not telling you that the minerals, the mining that goes into getting the minerals needed for these batteries is going to be needing to be increased by 1,000% in order to meet the demand, which is absolutely impossible. They're not telling you about the carbon footprint, the exhausting carbon footprint it takes to mine those minerals. They're not telling you how the batteries are so highly toxic, whatever happened to Greenpeace, highly toxic. When you're done with them, you cannot recycle them. Where are you going to put them? They will be worse than nuclear waste material, but they don't tell you that, you see? So, of course, we want to achieve cleaner and more efficiency and more efficient energy. I get that. But today we don't have the means to produce the energy in quantity for anything but fossil fuel. Just get over it. You've got to know your information so you can fight against these ideologue, brainwashed, you know, lefties, because they don't understand reality. I'm embarrassed when I see somebody buy an electric vehicle. I mean, I just am, especially those in the winter areas as these vehicles collapse and shut down and people are stuck. I don't have that problem with my diesel. But so stopping and reducing, which they're trying to do, the production of these fossil fuels, it's the desire of most politicians, of course. Look at California and these climate activists. I just don't get it, but it's going to be a guarantee to substantially exacerbate the decline of the world economy. And I think that's what they're really trying to do. So no one can really forecast exactly when this is going to take place. So watch the timestamps, please, in the internet, because nobody really knows. But what we can determine with great certainty is the risk of imminent world economy collapse and Western monetary system collapse is going to happen. And there's going to be an uncontrollable reset never seen before in U.S. history. What we will feel certain about is that the gold price very soon will reflect the major problems that the economy is facing. And don't underestimate the BRICS and the de-dollarization and other Eastern countries. They are accelerating substantially the purchases of gold. And the West, led by the U.S., will accelerate debt creation, spend unbelievable amounts in small attempts to save the collapsing economy. And that printing of money is exactly why you're going to see unbelievable prices. Today, we have gold at around $2,050. It is cheap. And anyone with savings or any currency sitting in the system should jump on this now while they can. Buy your gold, buy your silver, stick it in a depository. Wait until this forest fire is over. Owning gold is not going to solve your problem, but it's going to give you a very important nest egg and protection against what is coming. And this is just the one aspect of the financial debacle that's going to take place in the world. We're not talking about the geopolitics. We're not talking about World War III. We're not talking about the future pandemic that they have calling, the future crisis in the internet they call for. And you notice that the Davos said it's going to be disease X. And what's the one thing that they said they were afraid of the most? Yeah, X, the platform, Elon Musk, because he allows freedom of speech on the old Twitter platform, now called X. You notice how they subconsciously said disease X is coming? What they're talking about is disease of truth. And the Bible says the truth will set you free. So I know this was a little long, but I would be sharing it and passing it on. It's straight up good stuff. So until next time, God bless you.
With all of the recent changes in the political and financial markets, there has never been a better time than right now to invest in silver and gold. When governments simply print billions of dollars in paper money in hopes of solving financial shortfalls, you know that it is time to buy and hold assets of true and lasting value. Free information is available to you right now by calling 888-747-3309. Whether you are a new investor or you're interested in preserving the value of your retirement accounts, we make it easy for you to make smart decisions for your financial future. The specialists at Cornerstone are here to serve you, work to satisfy your retirement goals, and communicate with respect. Call us right now at 888-747-3309. That's 888-747-3309. Or visit us online at cornerstoneassetmetals.com. That's cornerstoneassetmetals.com.